Dory, press the button. Yay. I love you and thank you for breathing.
No problem.
You're the best.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ah. It's May 31st. Here we go.
Good morning.
Smile, and my heart's not breaking. Smile, because it really works. Smiling is a good thing. Do-do-do, do-do-do. Okay. How you stay today, brother? As always. That's right. Okay. I have this whole flow, and it's pretty organized. But before I get into it, the first thing I want to ask you for dear gorgeous Oge in London is she has impressions about her core beliefs. And this is the order of her impressions, and she'd like your validation. And that is responsibility, productivity, consideration, and loyalty.
Yes.
There you go. Very good. There you go, Oge, you gorgeous thing. Okay. I'm going to give you the end of the story. Yesterday at the office was really cool. I turned the worm in there after weeks of slipping back into fear about closing the business. The energy has been very intense, as you well know, and I have always been able to sort of pull out of it, last couple of weeks. Built up and I couldn't pull out of it, and I thought any second it was going to be bad, and it was awful. Everybody was in grumpy moods. It was like, you know, any second, and a lot of accusations and distrust, and it was terrible. Anyway, I turned the worm, and it was totally reflected in a much more positive way, and the business sales are picking up, and our banker came and gave us good advice. And I had many cool tasks that I've missed doing and talking to some of our customers. And I felt really good with myself. And I felt, okay, today I really do have a job. Now, so Twink said to me, congratulations, and do not discount your ability to slog through. Congratulations. So I take congratulations. Okay. I'm going to get to how it happened and what I did, but let me just continue on. I got home and I was really, really suddenly exhausted from what I've been putting myself through. I'm talking bone dead, tired, and cold in my body. So I made a hot cup of peppermint tea, put a little butter in it, sipped it, and went to bed at like 7 o'clock. And dreamt epic saga dreams. Not bad dreams, just exhausting dreams. And I woke up tired, but I think the reason I was so tired is that the stress of the weeks and trying to be a good little soldier just took it out of me, Elias. Wouldn't you kind of say that was it?
Yes.
And I needed to go to sleep and get a good night's sleep. Okay, so anyway, I dreamt about RR as usual, and he was my friend. But I was very attracted to him, and I realized it was just like Jasper, because we're almost other focuses of each other. And then the reason I bring up Jasper, which is true in my dreams, the reason I'm so attracted to him is because he reminds me of me, or something like that. Anyway. You just shake your head and I'll just keep going here. Anyway, so the thing about Jasper is yesterday was the first day in a really long time I allowed Jasper in. Uh-huh. Yeah? Okay, so I'm sitting at my desk and I'm allowing him to be around. I kept saying, don't talk to me yet. I'm not saying yet, but I like to have him around. And I could see him pretty clearly. And I saw his hand superimposed on this hand.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And he was wearing a wide gold band on his middle finger. And I looked at it, and then I looked at mine, and I'm wearing this little gold band on my little finger, and I knew it was his hand. And it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
15 fucking years I've been saying, was that really Jasper? And you say, yes, he'd like to engage you. He's interested in what's going on in your time zone right now. Anyway, so, and feeling him around me, putting his arm around me, we were walking together, we were like just hanging out, was just heaven to me. So there you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. I'm going to engage him again, and that'll be pretty cool. All right, here we go. Susie wrote me, my Susie, and said, I can, and I have been for 2 weeks, and I'm just going to keep going for two more weeks. And I think I said, me too. We'll go our 2 weeks together until we fucking croak. It'll be fine. I didn't say that part. Anyway, so I'm going to have another session with Susie, who I feel like wants to know the next step of addressing to, but I'll do that in another session, and I'm sure it'll be beneficial for both of us. But right now, I have impressions about a series of really deep, dark, danger place I went after the group session that had been building up, and that was... And I just talked to Mira about it, and we had a really good talk about it. But the first trigger happened about a week and a half before the group session. I compared myself and was jealous of somebody else's success. And I immediately felt so guilty and so bad about myself and tried to throw it away and stuff it. But I was already in so much lack from the office and not knowing how my desire was going to unfold and trashing myself, because desire is going to unfold anyway, whether you fret or not. Epic fail there. So I was just, you know me, I was just fucked. Got to the group session, and the group session was great. I had a great time. I loved seeing everybody. At the end of the session, I made a comment. You turned into John Stevens in 1981. When I walked up to the podium at the Living Word Church after going through something that we all call Black Thursday there, another story where it was really a dark time for me. And I walked up to John, and because people commented after the service or the sermon, I said, John, all we have to do is be. And I was radiant inside, and he kindly smiled at me. And then I turned around and walked away and felt like a complete asshole. But the point is, all we have to do is be. So, even though I had the epiphany, I have a lot of experience with getting lots of epiphanies and trashing myself over them. And that's what I did at the end of the group session. To the point that when you were talking and sort we were bantering back and forth and to everybody else, having a lot of fun together, I was... already five sheets to the wind in despair inside, because I thought I had interrupted you and I thought I was inappropriate and I thought it's not good what I thought. Then I had 3 or 4 days after the group session of not being able to pull out of that. Then I dragged myself to Bonnie's draft of the group session, and you got to the point, you talked about emotional pain being a signal of danger, to make a long story short. I went, that's the single. This has always been danger. The signal of this is danger. And the biggest piece of all is you get that about us. You understand what a challenge this is. Not just for me, for many, 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 many people. My sister Susie, my friend Sherry, who's battling old age beliefs. She licked cancer, and now she's trying to get back into the swing of things, and she's an old woman, and she's not. But anyway, so I saw that, and I began to turn inside myself and go, okay, sister, you're going to do this. You may do this for the rest of your life, but now we know what the danger, it's a danger thing, and I don't have anything to be threatened about today. And then I swung back into the steps. Today I have a job. Ba, 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 ba. I went outside. I counted clouds. It actually took 2 days for it to fully lift, which I kind of didn't expect. I thought it would be a little sooner, but it lifted because I addressed to it. and I nurtured myself. And I had a good talk with myself. All right, I ate a couple of pints of chocolate ice cream, coconut ice cream, but it was okay. I got right back into it. Okay, and a half a chicken. Okay, fine. But I got right back into it because that's my binge of choice. But even with that, I was okay. I did whatever I needed to do. Anyway, all that to say, the other takeaway was that I've done this my whole life. And it's less and less, and I'm not the girl I was in 1981, but I still get the same epiphanies. My symbol is still red and orange, but I'm safe inside the fern. I'm the titmouse, and I speak freely, and I express freely, and I'm passionate about what I speak about. And that doesn't change from time to time to time to time. Correct. And that's what I got out of the group session. Here I am. Me. And the last thing is that when you looked at Rodney and said, Zachariah, here's this Rodney standing there. And you said, Zachariah, you broke my heart. Look how you look at him. Look how you know him. Then I thought, look how you know me. Look how you know all of us. And I started to step a little bit to the left of the isolated Linda that thinks she's alone and isolated, especially in the dark times. So there's my story. I'm sticking to it. All these words, 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 words. And the last, oh wait, one more last thing. Steps, sisters dropped into my head at the group session. I'll take steps with you. I'll be Excellent. Your steps sister. I created a little Facebook page, scared myself a little more. And I wrote a very good thing about, I know all about depression and fear. I know also how to dissipate it. And
you do.
And be me. And I can hold your hand and help you do the same thing. So that's the premise. And I think it's going to mushroom. I just put a new Gmail account if people want to email me and set up a half hour time to talk. No charge for a while because I don't exactly know how it's going to unfold because everyone will be different. But that's, I can do it at home. I don't have to go nowhere. So what do you think of that idea?
Congratulations.
Okay, thanks. Okay, I'm going to stop and let you jump in and then I'll wind it down with a few more little questions.
I would express congratulations.
I got it all, didn't I? I nailed it. In the midst of all of it, I had a lot of people, because I was expressing as I was going on the site, and I had some people, I drew to myself a lot of mixed responses. And the whole time I kept saying, okay, what's important here?
Which is understandable.
Yes.
Because you are in the midst of being confused.
Right.
And expressing different energies within yourself.
Right, right.
Therefore, it is understandable that you would draw different types of responses.
Yes, and I did. And I did. And by and large, what steadied me in that is that my bottom line was understood. That the steps work. In the midst, they don't feel like they are. In the midst, it's because it's not happening as fast as I wanted it to. I see what you're saying. But I'll tell you something about that Facebook page. It's a great springboard to express yourself and to be in a close haven where people go back and forth with you and express my passion for the information too, saying this is why this is working. Right. Don't you think?
Yes.
Okay, well, so glad I talked and talked and talked and talked and I just talked. I don't
But this is also the point I have expressed previously. You're not eliminating your associations.
Right.
if you actually give yourself a moment to think about associations and what they are, rather than what most of you have turned them into.
Ooh. Hmm.
As I have defined to all of you, associations are merely or only the evaluation that you make about any experience. You do it with every experience that you have. You immediately, without necessarily thinking, you immediately generate an evaluation of your experience, whether it is good and you like it, or whether it is bad and you don't like it. And in that, from these associations, they attach themselves to memories because they are connected with each experience. Therefore, you store the memory and you store the association with it because that is the evaluation. This experience, this memory was good. This memory, this experience was not good. It is not that associations are some entity or some thing in themselves. They aren't. They are attached to each individual experience, and therefore, when that experience passes, it becomes a memory. Your body consciousness stores that memory.
The coupling of the
association is attached to it.
God,
let me express
damn
it in
it.
This manner. Think of it in a creative manner that you have an experience, you eat a piece of cake, and it is wonderful. And you thoroughly enjoy the experience of eating this piece of cake. That is the experience. Now, what you do with that experience is you wash it with a color. Now, that experience has become a pink experience, because you thoroughly enjoyed it and it was wonderful. That moves into your filing cabinet in your body, which now it is a memory. And it is filed in the pink section of your memories. Then you incorporate another experience, in which another individual is engaging with you and expresses in some obnoxious manner that they think that your outfit is ridiculous. That experience, that is the experience, that encounter, that experience becomes washed with another color. Now, that experience now is the brown experience.
Attached to that person forever.
Because you don't like it.
Right.
Therefore, now it is past. Now that is put into your filing cabinet as a memory in the brown section. These are all the brown memories. We don't like them.
No.
We like all the pink memories.
We do.
And occasionally, some encounter, some input will happen. Let us say that a year later, you encounter another individual that happens to be wearing the same perfume that the individual that expressed they didn't like your clothing was wearing. This individual is having a pleasant interaction with you, but that scent triggers all of those impulses moving within you, looking through your filing cabinet, searching for, I know this, I know this, and where is this file? Ah, it is in the brown section. We found the memory. That doesn't mean you recall the memory. It means as soon as your body has accessed the brown section and that particular memory, it immediately generates the call to the nervous system. Send the alert. Create this feeling.
And you never even get a chance to actually revisit the memory.
You don't necessarily know what that memory is because you aren't recalling it and because your body consciousness is so efficient.
Yeah.
All of its little messengers move at the speed of light.
Yes.
And in that, from the moment that you encounter that scent of that perfume, all of your little messengers are running at the speed of light through your enormous filing cabinet system. They immediately discover the precise memory in the brown section. They pull it, then they yell a signal, and the signal department of your body consciousness expresses, got it, and you feel. And this is the reason that I have expressed to you previously. You're not eliminating associations. They are attached to your memories. There is an attachment of them with every single experience that you have. You have more than trillions of experiences. And in that, every one of them has an association. It was either a good experience or a bad experience or a neutral experience. In that doesn't mean you remember all of them or recall all of them, but the memory is stored. And each one is color-coded.
True.
For whether they are a good or a bad experience. And in that, the difference is not that you eliminate the color coding.
Right.
You don't.
Right.
You don't restructure your entire filing system.
No, I've tried that. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. But what happens is, when you become more and more self-aware, then that same initial process occurs. You connect with the scent, the information is sent, and the memory is connected in the proper section, and it is relayed, and the feeling happens, and then you express, oh, I know this feeling.
I do that a lot, actually. I know I do. Yes.
You do.
I do.
And
we all, a lot of us do. We all do.
You express, I know this feeling. This feeling doesn't belong to this experience.
And I'm redefining it. It's the old redefinition. I did that.
This feeling doesn't fit with this present experience. I know this feeling. This feeling belongs with a memory.
It's not now. It's then.
And within a very short time framework, almost immediately, as you practice that, almost immediately, you recognize, and it stops, and it stops bothering you.
Right.
And in that, does that happen immediately?
No,
initially?
It really, no.
No.
Right.
But as you practice, and as you become more self-aware, that time framework that it is affecting you becomes shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter until eventually when that action happens and when the signal is generated, you recognize the signal and you can differentiate.
Right.
This doesn't fit with this present experience.
I frankly thought I was doing that pretty good until this last 10, 12
days.
But
it occurs. And in that is the point.
The intensity of it just surprised me is all I'm saying.
Are not eliminated.
Right.
Therefore, at times, occasionally, when you trigger one that you haven't experienced in a time framework, it has been removed from you.
Right.
And therefore, you haven't practiced with that particular one for a time.
Yeah.
Then when you do, it feels more intense.
Right.
That is not a step backwards.
That's what I guess I was feeling, is it was so intense, I took two steps back. Okay. Thank you. That really helps a lot. Just because it happens again intensely. All right.
Let me express here. It doesn't matter that your thought mechanism is translating in the manner
looping
of expressing. This is familiar to you. You've done this before. You're stepping backwards because you've done this before.
Right. Gosh.
That is an incorrect evaluation. Yes, you have done it before, but each time you do it is a different layer.
Thank you.
And therefore, you haven't done it before in the same manner.
Which may, okay.
And in that, that is the reason, no, you are not generating a step backwards. Because each time that association is triggered again, you are in a different position. You are not in the same position. Therefore, you are experiencing it somewhat differently. It may feel the same.
But it's not.
Correct, it isn't.
That's why I talk to you. Get the validation. I do the work, and I run to my friend and go, okay, this is what I did. And you say, good, and this is what's happening. Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Two things. Coffee versus tea. I would love to get rid of the crinkles. There's some crinkles going on. And if stopping drinking coffee or minimizing drinking coffee would help my body restore itself, I'm all on board with that. So, but I don't really, they say people should drink green tea. I actually don't like it. I like good old black tea. I prefer organic. But black tea I can brew strong and have that, which oolong or Earl Grey or English breakfast, a good organic black tea. How would it be, and would it work, if I really went down to 2 cups of coffee a day, because I drink a big thing of it in the morning, but 2 8-ounce cups of coffee a day, and 2 8-ounce cups of strong black tea. Would that help? Or does it really goddamn not matter to my body? Because if it doesn't, I don't want to drink tea. I don't like it that much.
In relation to...
my crinkles.
No.
For me.
For you, in general, no. It
does
not matter.
Okay, so the crinkle thing is another story altogether. And I'm getting older and I should just deal with it. Hello? Okay, I can do that.
That is your choice.
I really don't want to do that. I'd like to find some way of
not perception.
I knew it. I took this picture of myself that I put on my new website, and I look 15 years younger, and I went, God, I have a good iPhone. But no, in that moment, I looked 15 years younger. It's going to be perception. So the Christina Jasper thing, he's 35, she's 60, is perception. I hate you, bitch. Okay. All right. Thank you. It's perception. I'm just going to drink coffee and relax, just like I'm drinking it. And thank you so much. I think it's okay. It seems okay.
Okay.
Yes. All right. There's something my body is not still liking because I'm having some issues with my digestion. And I am trying to pinpoint what it is. And I think I'm going to, tell me if this sounds good to you, I'm going to totally eliminate the seasoning mix I made for a few days because I think I may have put too much paprika in it or something. Go back to just simple salt and maybe a pinch of pepper. I don't think a pinch of pepper is going to kill me, do you?
No.
No, thanks. And I'm going to stop taking the little pasta things I eat so much of. I'm wondering if that's triggering something because I eat a little bag of them every day in my food. I'm just trying to figure out why my little digestion thing is continuing. I'm eating really well. I'm eating fish and eggs and romaine lettuce and broccoli and yellow butternut squash, which seems well. But is there anything in what I just said that maybe I should pay attention to?
I would agree with you.
I would
express stop the spice mix and observe what occurs.
Just the spice mix for now. Okay. All right. Back in the saddle again. Thank you. Thank you for breathing. And Jasper's right here. He's going like this over my shoulder. He's so cute. If only. Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Yes, we're going to have one. I love you.
And wondrous lovingness to you, as always.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Be calm.